Hello, it's the 6th of November 2019. We have the Star and the Two of Swords and Reversed Judgment. Stalemate is a common definition of the Two of Swords today in the center. Fence sitting is another tag, and for some that may be the only safe thing to do during a Mercury retrograde period when it comes to major decisions or long-term commitments. Judgment, sometimes called final judgment and associated with the astrological sign Scorpio, who is ruling the sky right now, is today in the reverse. The human in the center on the Two of Swords or Air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, looks very much like the human on the Four of Coins we saw yesterday, all by himself or herself, but instead of sitting with their back to a city in the distance, there is an open ocean, and we can see behind her closer to shore where he or she sits are ominous-looking rocks. Arms crossed protectively in front of their chest, he or she holds a long, dangerous-looking sword in each hand pointed in opposite directions. Our human today is blindfolded. It is dark, and a sliver of crescent moon, in either a waxing or waning stage, shines above. Just a phase. How do we know this? Because in the past position is my favorite card in the deck, the Star, number 17 of the major arcana. This is the card of inspiration, health, harmony, and just feeling and being in tune with the cosmos in general, feeling good in our own skin. Swords are mental, and a detail that has me irked is that in some decks, the points of the swords on the two are visible, and on some versions, the tips of the long swords disappear over the edge of the card altogether. We may not feel as sharp as we should, but this also suggests we know what we have to do, we know there are decisions to make, but we also know now may not be the time to make them, or not making a decision is in itself a decision. This is a very unplugged spread. The woman on the Star card is nude under a peaceful starry sky, bathing in clear blue water. The blindfolded human feels the need to withdraw and withhold themselves at on every level. Somebody's not feeling it, or is feeling it, but keeping it to themselves. For now.